From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says an American airstrike that killed up to 10 Iraqi security forces appears to have been a mistake that involved both sides. Carter said he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Saturday to express his condolences. He said the two men agreed the regrettable incident would be investigated.
These things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
Iraq's defense minister said that his air forces were grounded by bad weather, but that coalition planes were supporting Iraqi ground troops near the city of Fallujah. Carter said a missile fired by a warplane hit Iraqi security forces. The city is under the control of the Islamic State. The U.S. military said that targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. A new peace plan for Syria is meeting with mixed reaction one day after the U.N. Security Council unanimously approved it. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the resolution is a step toward resolving the Syrian civil war. However, he cautioned that it does not protect the Syrian people. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country is ready to step up its military involvement in Syria if necessary. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday that the diplomatic agreement was a milestone and should move forward quickly in the new year. This is VOA News. Uganda has offered to mediate, Uganda has said that it will mediate peace talks between government and opposition groups in Burundi in an effort to end Burundi's deadly political unrest. Ugandan Defense Minister Crispus Kiyonga said 14 groups, including Burundi's ruling party, opposition parties, and civil society organizations, are to attend the talks scheduled for December 28th. Both Burundi's government and the largest opposition coalition welcomed the move to resume peace talks to address the deterioration of the security situation in that country, where hundreds of people have been killed since April. The African Union's Peace and Security Council this past week authorized deployment of 5,000 peacekeepers for an initial period of 6 months to Burundi. However, the Burundian government Saturday said that if the AU sends troops without its consent, it will be viewed as an attack. President Barack Obama began his Christmas New Year holiday in Hawaii Saturday after an intense flurry of activity in Washington, including signing into law a new $1 trillion federal budget. In his weekly media address, the president said the recent global climate accord, the Iran nuclear deal, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade package were some of the highlights of the past year.
We succeeded in forging a strong deal to stop Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. In fact, Iran has already dismantled thousands of centrifuges that enrich uranium.
Mr. Obama also touted economic progress, universal health care, and progress in the war on terrorism as some of the reasons he is optimistic headed into 2016. The president leaves office in January of 2017. Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for their final debate of the year in just about an hour, a contest overshadowed by a rancorous feud between the two frontrunners over a key voter database breach. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton faces off against Senator Bernie Sanders and former Governor Martin O'Malley just hours after the Democratic Party sought to defuse rising tensions between the Clinton and Sanders campaigns. Late Friday, Sanders filed a federal lawsuit aimed at forcing the DNC to restore its voter database access, which the committee had suspended after Sanders' workers improperly viewed proprietary information belonging to the Clinton campaign. As the feud erupted, the Sanders camp acknowledged the breach and called its campaign staffer's role in it unacceptable. That staffer was later fired. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.